This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
We'll talk with John Kuhn about the Bears-Packers.
John, first question. Did you receive the Lou Malnati's pizzas that I sent you based on your historic win of under 150 rushing yards in the first matchup? Did you get your pizza, sir?
I did get both pizzas. Thank you so much. That's a tremendous way to make your mark in the Kuhn household. Is to feed us, so we got a lot of respect for that. Thank you.
Then I put some order money in some legitimate places, like my restaurant.
Is that the last one?
Yeah.
I had my kid brother Dominic run it for me.
Here you go, guys.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Enjoy. Have a good time. Choke on the mother.
And John, he did pay off the other half of the bet. We had a Packers cap with us at the Bratstop, but then one of your teammates took the cap away from us.
Yeah, Mitch, Thunder took the Packers hat, which was nice, so we didn't have to look at it the rest of the day.
Yeah, that's disappointing. I would have liked for that to stay there and stain your studio and your live remote site, but hey.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
What's the bet, John? I mean, can we go rushing yards again, or we could just go with the game?
This is the grudge match. This is Bears-Packers, like the 250th time these guys have ever played. Well, I'll be damned if I let you try a prop bet with me on this one. This is all about legacy. We got to pick this thing straight up. I don't even want points.
Okay, straight up, Bears-Packers, no points. Lawrence will think of the stakes here. We can't do food again. We can't do the mayoral food thing.
The reason why you're betting blackjack.
What if you use coin money or paper money in a casino?
Oh, typically you're going to use chips. What you're going to do
is tortilla chips?
No, no tortilla chips. We use gambling chips.
Oh, sour cream and onion chips for your health.
I tell you, if they were scented that way, more people would probably play.
I know. Well, all this talk about chips is making me hungry. Dang, give me some chips.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. And man, do we have a show for you. There's a lot going on and we have got to get to it. The whole crew is here. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
You got nothing. As an odds maker, as a handicapper, as a bet stakes provider.
I actually do have something.
Oh, you do? Because you came up with nothing there. What do you got?
I had to think about it.
All right. What you got? What do I mean, John Kuhn betting?
The loser goes to the other place to host.
Oh, that's heavy. I have to go to Milwaukee and host with Rami?
Mm-hmm. And if the Packers lose, John comes down here.
Man, if we can get him to agree with that, that would be tremendous.
I think it's pretty good.
That's really good. That's really good. Okay, I take back everything I've ever said about you.
Thank you very much. Patrick Manley will join us in about 15 minutes. We've got a return today that I am super excited about, too. At 325, if you want to figure out what ways to go when it comes to betting, our guy Joe Ostrowski is back.
That's so cool. I love his work on hockey. I always have. Oh, that's Jay Zawoski. I'm so sorry. Joe O has been as a long time old Score guy. That is really cool to welcome him back.
He is going to be with us at 325. So all of your wagertainment options are going to be on the table for you when Joe O joins us at 325. Groats is at Hallis Hall. He's got our Bears hit. One word. Coach Wonstedt will join us at 5. There's a lot for us to do, but Speaks, the place that we should start, the Packers are out here talking ish.
Yeah, they really are. And there was anger and ire and disgust in our group thread last night as some of these clips were getting shared and poked around. And you think there's theory behind it, which is fascinating. So let's hear some of the stuff.
Yeah,
right?
let's start with Jeff Hafley. This is how he ended. He's the defensive coordinator, for those of you who don't know. This is how he ended his press conference.
Like, what a blessing to be here for me and my family. So I appreciate that. And we are not going to be done. So I will see you guys next week.
The double slap of the podium.
Like he plays guard for Duke.
We will see you next week.
That's
okay.
High school Harry stuff.
It might seem like high school Harry stuff.
No, that just seems like a guy who's fired up for a big game. Mm-hmm. That's all I took from that. Okay. So just feeling it, like we're all feeling it here in town. He's got a little bit more of a pulse than Dennis Allen at this moment.
Here's what Keyshawn Nixon had to say.
Okay. I didn't want nobody else. I wanted the Bears. I just, you know, however it felt, it was going to fall. If you had to go to Philly, it was going to Philly. But I'd rather play the Bears first. I need to get back. That's just what it is.
I'd rather play the Bears first.
Mm-hmm. He needs to get back because DJ Moore beat his ass in overtime.
I mean, it's 1-1 though, right? Didn't he came up with the huge play in the game that they won, and then he gave up the huge play after the dirty hit on DJ Moore in the game.
Didn't Jahdae Walker also beat Keyshawn Nixon? Keyshawn back there at the end of that red game in
regulation? Yeah, I think there was an issue in coverage there. Yeah,
there was a miss. We got a couple there. So Keyshawn wants it back. They think that game was pure fluke. They give the Bears no credit for winning that game.
That's kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Here's what Christian Watson said.
I definitely wanted to play the Bears. If I had my pick, for any team, it would have definitely been the Bears. I want my get back for sure. We get a chance to put the Bears season to bed. Means a lot to us for sure.
Man, so they want it.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I think it's just good, excited rivalry chatter. You think there might be more behind it?
I think there are some gamesmanship to it.
Why?
The reason that I believe this is that if you look at what has been said over the last 6 weeks when it comes to Bears-Packers games, the Bears players have indicated, man, we were a little too hyped. We're a little too hype. So they said that after the first game that they lost. And they said that they weren't coming to the second game the two teams played. And they were going to control their feelings better. Narrator, they did not control their feelings better. In fact, it was probably worse. In that second game, they started off on fire and ended up with over 100 yards in penalty yards. I also think some of this goes back to, and I know that Jeff Hafley was one of the people that didn't really like how Ben Johnson was coming at LaFleur in the offseason. I think that there is, and I don't have any issue with it, I think there's a little bit of psychological gamesmanship that is going on here.
Well, you know, the Bears are the more inexperienced team. And in that Saturday night game, when they came out with the crazy amount of energy, they were chaotic. And then once that energy burned off with the first down thing, the first bad thing that happened, they flattened out like crazy. So I could see, if you're the Packers in the floor talking about that game, you guys saw what happened. Let them come out firing. You stay level. You let them come out crazy. In fact, let's urge them to even just go ahead and lean into the crazy. You know, the place will be going nuts, and then maybe they'll be sloppy, and we'll just stay level, and we'll just be better because we are better.
And we know that the Bears head coach, and I say this with all love, bit of a crazy person.
Yeah.
And I like it. But I think that there's some of that to it, too. Like, oh, I'm going to make you look like the crazy person. I'm just going to be cool.
He was all smiles today, actually. Like, he's been the happiest he's been all week, Ben Johnson.
I don't know. Like, hearing him in the press conference, he didn't like some of the questions that were thrown his way.
That's fascinating that you say that, because we literally walked in and Layla said, "You hear how angry Ben was again?" So her impression was that he was angry and pissed off at people asking about the first 15. And Tanny, you saw smiles.
Yeah, I think he did come out. Alex watched it too. It was a little, you know, like it was a joking thing when Jason Leisure asked him, like, "Oh, just give us the first 15, why don't you?" So like he came out definitely in a more lighter demeanor than I've seen all week from Ben Johnson.
It does look like he hasn't slept in days, though.
Well, he's been wearing the same cap and hoodie for like a good week plus.
I'm totally okay with that.
You think he's got 7 copies of the same cap?
Probably, yeah.
By the way, apropos of nothing, Kyle Shanahan, looks like a badass when he coaches. I like that Niners jacket, that like Niners.
You know what I didn't like about the
baseball jacket and just the black Niners hat.
I don't like the black jerseys. I think that was a bad look for them in Week 18.
He said as much, right? Kyle Shanahan didn't like them either.
Their all whites are so clean, and the red jersey is iconic.
It's iconic for sure.
Like, don't put those jerseys on ever again.
Kyle was lobbying for the 94
yes.
throwbacks, the white pants
yes.
with like the black letters with the black piping on them.
Do that.
I think he's got a nice sense of style.
He does. Kyle. He rips off the little rope on the baseball
yeah.
cap,
which is I don't even know why that's there. As a cap connoisseur, I think that is the dumbest like evolution of cap thing that we're doing. Stop it. Flat brim.
Yeah. I'm with you. All right, so it's interesting because I know there's been a thought within Green Bay circles, but I think predominantly just there, that the hit on Jordan Love was filthy and ill-intentioned, because it wasn't.
It was just
the happenstance of NFL life.
It's a too bad of a play. Like, that's two guys competing, and it unfortunately the angle was bad. I don't think it was bad. What did Brandon Jacobs have to say about it, though?
A lot of guys took that hit that he took a little personal, you know. So I'm not saying we're gonna go out there and play dirty or nothing like that, but we definitely gonna defend our brothers.
So look, if he's really thinking about that, which Brandon Jacobs is that, by the way? That's not the former running back, Brandon Jacobs. Is it a different Brandon? Is that Josh Jacobs?
Oh, sorry, Josh Jacobs. Sorry
okay.
about
that. Okay, that's on
me.
Helpful.
Josh Jacobs.
No, that's on me. I'm the one that wrote it.
That's helpful.
No,
you don't have to tell people.
SIU legend, Brandon Jacobs.
It really was that. Oh, the SIU.
Tanny, you were only thinking about it because of
B-Mac.
That's why.
Why?
We were in long ago in the Score Fantasy League.
Back when we had a fantasy league around here. We used to be a proper country.
Back when there was a sense of camaraderie on the whole station.
Exactly, yeah. Before Ryan Porth said, no more of that.
I think
before the evil dictatorship of Ryan Porth has begun. Next, he's going to invade Greenland.
See how many shows
this guy didn't
will
learn.
Speaks make a Greenland joke.
This guy didn't learn. All day yesterday. Wasn't worth it. Wasn't worth it.
Man, so it goes right back to it.
2:30.
So
out
anyway.
The shoot.
Long story short, we're doing a fantasy draft back in the conference room one year at NBC Tower. Doing a fantasy draft. Brendan McCaffrey is running the board doing a live program. He was the only one working a show at that time that's participating in the fantasy draft. So he's like calling his pick in, and it's like randomly, you know, in a high round. He just calls it.
It was the fifth pick overall.
Oh, no! That man was never worth the fifth pick overall.
There were a couple seasons where...
No, he was always splitting time with Tiki.
There were a couple seasons where Brandon Jacobs and he made that pick.
I loved it. I loved watching him.
And we absolutely panned him.
I believe.
And then B-Mac got
Ahmad Bradshaw
hot.
Reference back here. That was the
Very
other guy
nice.
That had him paired with,
Very
too.
Nice.
Thank you, Ryan Porth.
I believe Brandon Jacobs had the longest legs in the history of the NFL. His legs went all the way up to his shoulders. They just kept going above the torso.
2007, 2008, those were really good seasons for Brandon Jacobs.
So he drafts Brandon Jacobs, number fifth overall in a fantasy draft, and we all just start laughing at him. Like in his face, and he says, "You bleepity bleeps better pray that he doesn't go off this year."
You better pray!
Yeah.
Guess what? He didn't really go off it.
In B-Mac like fashion, he
That's
was
tremendous.
Hot.
B-Mac with a great tweet today. Because Tom Moore has retired.
Oh.
The longtime offensive coordinator has been an offensive assistant down in Tampa. He was the offensive coordinator for the Colts against the Bears in the Super Bowl. And B-Mac, again today, took the opportunity to give him the MVP for taking the ball out of Peyton Manning's hands in the second half of that Super Bowl, or else the Bears would have come up with more turnovers and beat him.
One of the best conversations I had Super Bowl week was with him, because he doesn't really speak a lot publicly. And during the Super Bowl, everyone from the organization on media day has to be available to talk. And so I got to sit in on that press conference, and he was tremendous.
That is tremendous. All right, well, Josh Jacobs had thoughts on
Josh
the hit being
Jacobs.
Dirty, not Brandon Jacobs, but I do not take back the last 3 minutes of radio. No
okay.
way, including the joke.
I look forward to RIP to your mentions. Patrick Manley is going to join us. Let's talk with him about some of the things that are important and what he's thinking about Bears v. Packers. That's next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How special teaming it up all during the week.
Patrick Manily.
My all-time favorite Bear would have to be Patrick Manily.
Bears long snapper for 16 seasons.
Manily is the long snapper, and they fake it. And it's Maynard, the holder, and he fires the pass, and it's caught for the touchdown. Ryan Urlacher on the reception. Pretty good imagination.
Craft beer mogul.
Are you drinking the Kool-Aid?
I'm drinking a long snapper IPA.
Patrick Manily.
And now, flags come down. Words back and forth. Some pushing and some shoving. And the Packers are saying that a Chicago Bear started all this. Mike Carey to tell us.
After the play was over, personal foul, unnecessary roughness. The offense number 65, that foul will be assessed on the kickoff.
Boy, that's the long snapper, Patrick Manily. 65, right in the middle.
Clearly afterwards, things get rolled up here. He must have reached up and kicked at somebody. Guy was on his back.
Patrick Manily with Spiegel and Holmes.
And a ton of stuff, of course, the Manily snap.
On 670 The Score.
You don't hit the long snapper, you're going to get kicked. Patrick Manily joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. What's up, Patrick?
What's up, guys? By the way, Tanny, you're unbelievable, man. Good find. Good find. But what does that tell you? If a long snapper gets a personal foul in a game, that means it's a pretty good rivalry game.
Yeah.
We got a good one coming up this weekend.
What do you think about when you hear that? What are you sitting there thinking about, Pat?
He pushed me over the pile late, man. It's bullcrap, and it's the Packers. You don't do that. So I just reacted, and I kicked him in the knee, and I shouldn't have done that. But brings back some memories of those games. They always mean more, but I love the crap talking that's going on now from the Packers, and I just think that it obviously means a lot to this city and that city up there, and I just can't wait to see what happens on the lakefront on Saturday night. But it's just a hell of a rivalry, man.
Patrick, in looking at all of your career, like you and Olin are the guys that we can really talk to about, like a bunch of playoff games played. Mm-hmm. What's it like to be? What's that week like before you play a playoff game?
Yeah, it's different, man. I was thinking about that after the Lions game. That, you know, it's unfortunate you play that way, and you have to, you know, go back and go through your tape and study all that to get better. But you got to wash that away quickly because it's a different season, right? It's an intense season. You made the playoffs after an 18-week season, so. When you walk in that building, you're like, okay, let's get through the Lions film. But everything is turned up to like 11, man. Everything is just turned up one more notch from working out in the weight room to literally like eating to your diet to your schedule. All that kind of stuff is just – everything's heightened. And then each moment in the meetings, when the coach talks, everybody's kind of leaning forward a little bit more. You're listening a little bit more. You're taking more notes. Everybody's on a little bit more during the walkthrough. You get to bed a little bit earlier at night. You might set the alarm a little bit earlier. When you get to the drive down to Soldier Field before a game, right? That's Saturday night or it's a Sunday. Say it's a Sunday game. But save them for Friday when they drive down. You start feeling a little bit more butterflies than you normally do. You know, that meeting, pre-night meeting is more intense. And then that morning, man, it's on. You're like, wait a minute, what is this? This feels weird. We're the only game in town. You know, we lose, we're done. So everything is just heightened. And that whole week is just, it's a lot of fun. It's stuff you think about, you dream about, you want to be a part of, and you're finally here. And the thing is, too, guys, you got a lot of young guys on this Bears team that have never been here before. So we talk about sustained success here. Hopefully this is the first playoff of many, and they get these jitters out, and they get used to this kind of feeling going forward.
Man, you talk as long as you want. You want to paint that kind of picture, dude. That's it. I mean, that's why we're lucky to talk to you and think about this. You know, it's they need to be – God, I feel like they need to be emotionally level because mm-hmm. because when they come out flying like they did a month ago on Saturday night – They were a little out of control, and then once things started to go bad, they went in a hole, man, and the whole building did, but it felt like they did too. And the Packers, if anybody's going to believe that they're better, all things being equal, I feel like it's Green Bay. So, like, the Bears need to stay level and believe in themselves. That's hard to do, though, isn't it?
No. You got to have the ultimate confidence. That's BS, man. You got to believe. You got to look back what you've done on the season. You think about all the good things you've done. Go back into the mindset of, hey, we're going to take the ball away. Go back to the mindset that we can run over you with our run game. Go back to the mindset of what got you all the wins that put you in the playoffs. So you don't think about that. You can discuss and mention, you know, the first penalty on the kickoff. Hey, guys, that's stupid. Hey, Jaquan Brisker, be smarter when Jordan Love or whatever quarterback is sliding. Just be more careful and more aware of the situation. So you learn from those situations. But as far as confidence, it better be flying, man. You better believe. You got here for a reason. You're the number two seed for a reason. Look across the room. Look in the locker room. Look in meetings. Look at the talent you have on this team now. And believe those guys are going to go out and perform. That's the way you should feel, and that's the way you should look at this game.
Yeah, you just gave me that pep talk. I revealed that I'm the one who thinks that Green Bay is probably
better.
I know.
Well, so here it is, Speaks. The reason why I'm saying that, because you listen to these podcasts, you listen to you guys, you listen to guys all across the city, you talk to my neighbors, you talk to friends. They're nervous. Hey, man, it's okay to be nervous, but let's be positive. Don't be scared. Let's go. And that's the same way it should be in that locker room. Yeah, they're going to be nervous, but be confident. Go out there and watch. Okay, this week – watch all the successful plays you've done. Put together something for your position group and say, hey, this is who we are. We can run the rock. Caleb, these are all your great throws. DJ, these are all your great catches. Be positive going into this. Believe what's going to happen is going to happen. And I just think it's been funny this week to hear people talk that, man, it's the Packers. Now we're nervous. No, man. I felt like I wanted to line up against the Packers the entire time. Okay, they rested their starters and they're more healthy. But I still am super excited about this matchup. And I do think if we can start quickly that this matchup favors the Bears. I really do.
Before Chicago takes on Green Bay, tune in Saturday from 4 to 6:45 for the pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz, our guy Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the wild card matchup. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the TimberTech decking and railing postgame show. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. What's important to you looking at the matchup between these two teams?
The run game is first. So when I evaluate this game, you can't get behind early because it's kind of what happened the other games where they got behind, they had to kind of go to the pass, and that has not been their strength. So you got to lead on your strengths, right? So if they can get a lead early and put some points up early, get that run game going and control the clock, I think that's the most important thing. And then defensively, it's the takeaways, guys. We know they're not getting after the quarterback. It's just not happening. Just somehow get back to that takeaway machine and get the ball back, and I think that's important. But as far as just to get started with a lead, I think is important because that's when the Bears were most successful in the middle of the year, when they were scoring on that first and second drive. And I think if we can get back to that, you'll be okay. And then that game plan of using the run game and leaning on them will work. And you saw the Ravens do it. And you saw the Bears have run successfully on them, but they haven't been able to consistently do it because they've been behind and they haven't been able to move the chains.
I needed you like this, Pat. I needed this from you. Seriously, man.
The city needs it. Let's go.
Yeah, the city does. The city does. Like, Lawrence brought it up on Tuesday. What's it going to be like if the Packers win? I'm like, come on, man. Bad vibes.
Nope. Don't think that way. Yeah, I always say good vibes, babe. I learned it from somebody I sat next to for a little while, and I believe in that. What you put out there comes back, man.
Unbelievable.
but seriously, I love the idea of showing them a highlight reel.
Yeah, me too.
Of your great stuff from this year. Just to remind them, look, remember what you've done. Because the truth is, they didn't finish against San Francisco. The truth is, they didn't finish against Detroit. They had the ball with 2 minutes and 11 seconds to go and a chance to drive down and end that game. They didn't finish those. They finished six. But they didn't finish three other ones, including the first time up at Lambeau. So show them the other six, maybe, right? If you haven't done that.
But what seed are you? What have you done? You put yourself in position to be the second seed.
Damn right.
You've had a damn good year. So go out there and let's prove it. Let's go out there and play well and do what you've done in the past to get to this point. Why not flip the last 2 weeks to back the way it was in the middle of the season?
Yeah.
They can do it.
We've seen him do it. Patrick, as always, mm-hmm. we appreciate it. Looking forward to hearing you, Olin, and Mully on Saturday. It's going to be epic.
I can't wait, man. Go Bears, man. We'll see you.
We can tell. Patrick just got me ready, man.
This segment with Patrick Manley is brought to you by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com.
Hey, fun fact, we were going to play categories today. Instead, we're going to do it tomorrow live. We'll do it live with the listeners. The listeners can play categories with us.
Where can they play it at?
At Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Join the Score and Circa Sports Illinois tomorrow at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Our show, Spiegel and Holmes, will be live there from 2 to 6 p.m. for playoff football talk as Chicago prepares for another rematch against Green Bay. Plus, you can win Chicago sports tickets from Circa Sports Illinois. That's tomorrow from 2 to 6 p.m. at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. It's all brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. Let me say, Chicago sports tickets... that's doing a lot of work there. Circa usually comes up with some very good stuff.
They know a lot of people and a lot of teams that play games now in January.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
When we come back, let's talk about the Bears defense. There's some good news and some bad news. We'll go through both next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.